Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Alex Benzagala, and I'm joined by the head coach of the Humboldt Wildcats wrestling program and head coach Chad Beeman. Coach, busy week, three nights of wrestling, and you hosted the Joe Fitch Invitational here tonight. What's your impression of your team's performance?
It was a busy week. We normally don't start out the week where we have three competitions in the same week right off the bat, but hey, it's kind of throwing us into the fire and seeing what we got and where we need to go, and so we saw a lot of different competition this first week, and so on different nights, and the Joe Fitch was no different. Gave us different looks and gives us a really good game plan of where we're at right now, and we're obviously not where we're going to be at the end of the season. So I thought we had really good effort from our kids. You know, we had some really tough competition, and so that's what we hope for. The kids realize not everybody's just going to lay down for us. You know, it was a good experience, and it exposed a lot, and so it gives us a good game plan for next week.
What are some things that as a coaching staff and as a team you're going to focus on as you prepare for your next meet?
I mean, honestly, it's a lot of little things. Just how we position and hand fight in the neutral position. We had a lot of guys that were too deep on underhooks or maybe not putting enough pressure on their hips when we're trying to keep them broke down. And, it's just a lot of little things. And so what I kind of ask our coaches to do is give me their list of their, top five, six things that are kind of, things that need immediate attention. And so when I see a lot of similarities there, and then we'll get together, and then we set up a game plan for our practices for the week. And, every coach has their different role and how they will present things this week. And so we go from there.
What's your thoughts on your young kids? You've got a plethora of freshmen that have started for you throughout this week. What's your thoughts on them?
It's not just the freshmen. I mean, we have, a couple sophomores that have got in the lineup for the first time. We have a junior that's been, out for the first time in the lineup. What I like is that, kids are jumping into the lineup and they're acting like they've been there before. They're not nervous about it. They're just, they just want to wrestle hard. And so when the kids will do that, you got to be happy with that. It shows a lot of maturity. And so wrestling is one of those sports where you really do depend on, multiple grade levels and some of those possibly freshmen, where, a lot of other sports, it seems like the varsity lineup is dominated by, the senior and junior class typically. In wrestling, it's pretty well balanced. And so, we definitely need freshmen to contribute, and they're doing an outstanding job right now.
Who are some wrestlers that you would like to highlight after this week, just for their performances here at the Invitational on Friday, but just overall?
It's hard to, really point out just one or two people, but I could say that our captain selected Kyler Sirks as our wrestler of the week last week. Kid is an outstanding student. He does a great job in the practice room. He really competes hard. So right now his only loss is, to an AAU state champ from a year ago. I think 7-3 in the finals there. And, kid's a competitor. So he's... even as a freshman, he's doing a great job leading by example. And Dusty Pate, that kid has really, really turned a corner. He's on time. He hasn't missed a practice. He works hard in practice. Those things that we've always known Dusty's, you know, had a lot of talent, but he's really off to a hot start, and Russell's super physical, not only in the duels, but really dominated his bracket in the tournament.
So you had three meets this week. What's next for your team next week?
So we Thursday we open up with conference duels. So we go to St. Edmund, and we have St. Edmund and Clarion Goldfield Dalles on Thursday. And then we turn around on Friday, and we take off about 10 o'clock in the morning and go down to Central Decatur for the Dan Christensen Invitational, which it's a lot of Southern Iowa schools. And, the reason that we got into it, we want to be able to see a lot of different teams from around the state just based on, when you get to the state tournament, and seeding is based on, either past performance, common opponents, head-to-head, and, the more opportunities that we get to do that and see that around the state, we want to take advantage of that. So it gives us an opportunity to see, the Centervilles and the Albias and, some of those teams that have been traditionally strong 2A teams. And that we don't ever get to see during the season.
And before I let you go, just want to wrap it up with the invite at home at the Joe Fitch Invitational. You placed third. What's your thoughts on placing third at your home invite?
Well, it just shows that we've still got a lot of work to do. We're going to be a lot different team in February than we are right here at the beginning of December. And it just shows that we still have a lot of work to do. We've got we've got a few guys that are out of our lineup right now that we're hoping to have back in the lineup next week. I think we've got four or five Russell offs already slated for next Monday. Our lineup can change around a lot. As you saw here at the Joe Fitch, we have some good quality depth. We had Aiden Pringer placing third. DJ Muir, as our second stringer, ended up winning the tournament. You saw that at different places where we have some pretty good quality depth. So, So we'll see what that looks like after Monday. But our lineup could look quite a bit different. And, we're not going to get too worried about placing third in our tournament right now. Obviously we always want to win, but it's these early season competitions, it's about figuring out what we're missing and kind of helping guide which direction we need to go.
All right, Coach, we'll appreciate your time.
All right, thank you.
That is Chad Beeman, the head coach of the Humboldt Wildcats wrestling team. I'm Alex Benzagala, the host of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. Have a great weekend. Go Cats.